Welcome to today's 21 Days of Prayer and Fasting podcast. It's January the 16th, Thursday. It's day 12 of our journey, a daily journey for 21 days in which we as a faith family are giving extra time and attention to prayer and fasting. And this daily podcast is one way to hopefully spur you on to greater attention to prayer in these days. We are using 1st and 2nd Thessalonians as kind of our guide for praying in this time. It's helping us prep for a future series starting in February. And so today we are entering chapter 4. Let me just read for you the first two verses. And we're going to pray after reading these towards the end game of increased obedience. Notice how these two verses lean into that theme. Paul would write this: "Additionally then, brothers and sisters, we ask and encourage you in the Lord that as you have received instruction from us on how you should live and please God, as you are doing, do this even more." Just kind of make a mental note. Mark those four words. Do this even more. "For you know what commands we gave you through the Lord Jesus." So Paul here is essentially saying that he wants them to continue in their obedience and to grow in their obedience, to do what they know they've been instructed to do, and to do it more. So I just want us to pray in line with these two verses that God would give us, First Family Church, both collectively and individually, increased obedience. He would not only give us those increased desires, but that he would, no doubt, and he will, increase our ability and equip us for that obedience. So in every single way, from every angle, let us pray that God would give us increased obedience. Join me in prayer, would you? Heavenly Father, thank you that obedience is such a delight and a joy, and it's the opportunity we have from you, empowered by you, to show that we belong to you. It's what we do as your servants, as your followers. We obey your commands. And Lord, they're not burdensome, as John would say in his epistles. They're not burdensome at all. So thank you for the opportunity to obey. I pray this morning, I pray today, Lord, that you would give us opportunities and empowerment and desires for increased obedience. For some, that may mean increased obedience in serving, perhaps in a capacity within the church, perhaps in a capacity with some family members, or in a capacity within our city, or missionally in some way. Lord, I pray you'd give increased obedience in giving, that there'd be hearts and minds and lives turned towards generosity in an increased fashion. There may be increased obedience in areas of relationships, or perhaps in attention to Bible reading, perhaps in other means of prayer and fasting, even things we're focused on in this 21-day time period. Lord, there's all kinds of ways in which our obedience can increase. It may be in witnessing efforts or in attention to those who don't know you in some fashion. So, Lord, whatever the arena, empower increased obedience in that arena. And you know every single member of Faith Family in great detail. You know what areas in which that we need increased obedience. You know mine, you know those who are listening, you know those of our leaders, you know those of our membership, our small group leaders, those who are in small groups, you know, all across the board. Oh, Heavenly Father, you know the needs of every single person and where we could experience, for our joy and your glory, increased obedience. So give us not only insight into what needs to be done, but give us the power to then chase after that and accomplish that and pursue that. We know that you not only call us to obedience, you equip us to obey that calling. And so, Lord, we pray that as we have received instruction from you in your word on how to live and please you, that we would do that even more. Give us increased obedience. In the name of Christ our Savior, we pray. Amen.